comments, or events for our calendar, email me at bluegrassron@startmail.com. That's bluegrassron@startmail.com. Tune in each and every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock following Jambalaya right here on 90.5 WJFF.
It's goodbye, so long to you.
You can listen to rebroadcasts at your leisure at wjffradio.org. Go to Audio Archives and look for Hillbilly Heaven. Tell all your hillbilly friends about the show, and until next week, may God bless each and every one of you.
You can hang around and love me. You can hang your head and cry. Hang my picture on the wall, but I won't call. Kiss me when you're leaving. No good that will do. It's goodbye and so long to you. Well, it's goodbye and so long to you.
Support comes from you and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com.
This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, and W233AH. Monticello is 25 degrees, and watch out, there's going to be a little bit of freezy, drizzly rain there tonight. Coming up, we have Kathy Geary there with Now and Then.
Support comes from the community and from Global Natural Foods, importers and distributors of healthful ingredients to the food and beverage industry.
Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Today is the WJFF annual music sale. It's actually going on right now at the White Sulphur Springs Fire Hall. And it's going on from 11 a.m. It wraps up at 3, but I bet if you got there soon, you might still find some things there because it is a warehouse full of vinyl. Vinyl is a very special medium. I know a lot of people here at the station understand the superior quality of vinyl for broadcast purposes. I want to thank Ron Penska from Hillbilly Heaven, a new show we have here on WJFF. Thank you so much for your energy and for what promises to be a very entertaining program. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. Today's program, we celebrate the life and the music, the creative spirit of a spiritual master, George Harrison.
They bought and sold you. surely be learning. Still my guitar gently weeps.
George Harrison with the Beatles. That was from the White Album in 1968. George Harrison wrote that song, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And here's a quote from George talking about what inspired him. Quote, I wrote While My Guitar Gently Weeps at my mother's house in Warrington. I was thinking about the Chinese I Ching, the Book of Changes. The Eastern concept is that whatever happens is all meant to be, and that there's no such thing as coincidence. Every little item that's going down has a purpose. While My Guitar Gently Weeps was a simple study based on that theory, I decided to write a song based on the first thing I saw upon opening any book, as it would be relative to that moment at that time. I picked up a book at random, opened it, saw Gently Weeps, then laid the book down again and started the song. Well, that is a signature song for George Harrison. George Harrison was born on February the 25th in 1943 in Liverpool in England, and he died on November the 29th in 2001 in Los Angeles, California. And today's program actually is a special request from one of my listeners here for Now and Then. Since today marks the date that George Harrison passed away, this song is a celebration of his life and the unique person that he was, the incredible spiritual perspective that he had on the world. And when you think about the the life that he lived in the public eye as a member of, you know, the super world famous overexposed the Beatles, you can understand how he would embrace the idea that you never know what action you're going to take, what the implications, what the results of those actions might be, because it was the simplest things in his life that changed his life. He was 14 years old when he met Paul McCartney, and when he first auditioned for the band, John said that he was just too young. But he kept following them around and hanging out and playing the guitar. The next time he auditioned, he was 15, and he was on the top of a double-decker bus, and he played Raunchy. And so, yes, he became the Beatles guitar player at a very young age. And you know the story. Lennon and McCartney were fiercely talented. They were remarkable, the energy that swirled between these people in the Beatles. And George Harrison never wrote as many songs as Lennon and McCartney. And he had to kind of struggle as the youngest member of the band to have his songs included on their albums. But almost every single Beatles album does include a song written by George Harrison, who had his own identity, recognizable style as a musician. We're going to listen to two tracks from his years with the Beatles. We're going to start with something a little bit earlier than the White Album. And in terms of musical development, every year that the Beatles produced music brought startling changes and growth in their composition, in their sound, in the way they recorded, in the instrumentation they used. And George Harrison's influence was to lead them towards world music. You know, he introduced the concept of the sitar. George Harrison was friends with David Crosby and the Byrds, and Crosby was the one who turned him on to Ravi Shankar. And also the idea of folk rock, sort of an influence that that George brought to the Beatles. From 1965, the Beatles' movie called Help, which was the second film that they starred in. It was actually a follow-up to A Hard Day's Night. Help was in full color. And George wrote the song, I Need You. It's an example of, you know, his early style as a songwriter. And then later on, close to the end of that decade, when the Beatles were wrapping up their time together as a band, he wrote a song called Old Brown Shoe. I love this song. It was actually released as the B-side of The Ballad of John and Yoko. So we're going to listen to these two tracks from the Beatles recordings, featuring compositions by George Harrison. Let's start with I Need You.
Don't realize how much I need you. Love you all the time and never leave you. Please come on back to me. I'm lonely as can be. I need you. Said you had a thing or two to tell me. How was I to know you would upset me? I didn't realize, as I looked in your eyes, you told me, oh yes, you told me, you don't want my loving anymore. That's when it hurt me. I'm feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you. I could never really live without you. So come on back and see just what you mean to me. I need you. But when you told me you don't want my loving anymore, that's when it hurt me. I'm feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please
please remember how I feel about you. I could never really live without you. So come on back and see just what you mean to me. I need you. I need you. I need you.
George Harrison with the Beatles' Old Brown Shoe from 1969. Now, George did a lot of the instrumentation on that recording. He's singing the lead vocals. He's playing all the guitars. He's playing the piano. He's playing the organ. He's also playing the bass, which leaves Ringo on drums. What an amazing guitar style, so recognizable. Right before that, we also heard another song from the Beatles from their Help album, I Need You, another example of George Harrison's early songwriting capabilities. So, you know, the Beatles, what an amazing chemistry. They lived their life in public. And it was fascinating for me to be alive, you know, as their music came out. And it's one of the few groups bands where even when they're all singing together, I recognize each individual voice. They can sing harmony, and I know if that's John, if that's Paul, if that's George, or that's Ringo. Those voices are a part of my cultural background. And there's not too many musicians and bands that I can say that about. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, perhaps. You know, the distinct sound of their voices. There was such a destiny thing going on. And even though so much was made of their breakup, the thing to celebrate is the time that they were together, because it was like the canopy of stars was spinning wildly. It's like everything was in its place. There's some beautiful things that they said about each other. Ringo Starr talked about the Beatles, and I just loved what he had to say. Here's what Ringo had to say. Here's what Ringo Starr, here's a quote. "We really looked out for each other, and we had so many laughs together. In the old days, we'd have the biggest hotel suites, the whole floor of the hotel, and the four of us would end up in the bathroom just to be with each other. There were some really loving, caring moments between four people, a hotel room here and there, really amazing closeness, just four guys who loved each other. It was pretty sensational." You know, and John Lennon, so many things. George, here's what George had to say after the Beatles had broken up in 1974. George had a quote about John. He said, "John Lennon is a saint, and he's heavy duty, and he's great, and I love him. But at the same time, he's such a bastard. But that's the great thing about him, you know, you see." Interesting. So, the Beatles, by the time the Beatles had gotten to the late 60s, and when they recorded their last recordings, the Let It Be and Abbey Road in 1970, by that time, George had built up quite a collection of songs that had not been recorded or released with the Beatles. So as they broke up, you know, each of them went their way, and everyone released solo recordings, and George Harrison released a triple album on the Apple label, All Things Must Pass. It's an astounding piece of work. It's actually a triple. There's three LPs in there. And he uses all of the musicians in the world around him. You know, Ringo plays drums. You know, Eric Clapton plays guitar. I did want to say something about While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and I forgot to mention it earlier. You know, when the White Album came out and I heard that song, and, you know, George Harrison is the guitar player, and I just assumed that George was playing the lead guitar on While My Guitar Gently Weeps, but it wasn't. It was not credited on the album, and it didn't come out for a while. But Eric Clapton is actually playing the lead, and he resisted the suggestion. George had to convince him, you know, because Eric Clapton saying, you know, only the Beatles play on the Beatles albums. So George got Eric Clapton to play the lead, and then they kind of tried to change the sound with a little bit of acoustical engineering to manipulate the sound so it might not be so recognizable. But that's Eric Clapton. So on All Things Must Pass, Eric Clapton joins Harrison again on this incredible album. And this is from 1971. That same year, you know, John Lennon is recording his solo stuff. Just because the Beatles had broken up, they still continued to really collaborate together. At least the three of them did. George and John Lennon and Ringo Starr kept working together and recording with each other. George and Paul never did really work together after the Beatles. At least I can't find any record of it. So we're going to listen to a track from George Harrison's composition called Wah Wah from All Things Must Pass. And that very same year, John Lennon releases a solo album called Imagine. And the brilliant thing is George Harrison plays the guitar on this track called How Do You Sleep? Now, you're going to hear John, and you're going to be thinking John, but I want you to try to focus on the slide guitar solo that George Harrison plays. At the end of the 60s, in 1969, he went on a tour with Delaney and Bonnie and friends, Bonnie Delaney and friends, and he got turned on to slide guitar. And so that really is a huge influence on his guitar playing from this point out. So we're going to hear George Harrison's slide guitar solo on that John Lennon song, How Do You Sleep? So from the very same years, let's start out with All Things Must Pass, Wah Wah, and then How Do You Sleep? George Harrison.
Bye.
John Lennon, How Do You Sleep? That's from his 1971 Imagine album. And from the same year, right before that, we heard Wah Wah. Both of those songs had George Harrison playing the guitar. And it's wonderful to see, you know, them collaborating together, even though the Beatles broke up in 1970, their relationship still, it was evolving and growing. A couple of years later, Ringo Starr releases a solo album in 1973 called Ringo. And George Harrison is also working with Richard Starkey. He co-writes a song. It's the only actual song that was published with the co-writing song credits between George Harrison and Richard Starkey. The song is called Photograph, and George Harrison produced it and is playing 12-string guitar. It's also released on the Apple label. You know, the Apple label, you can see it in your mind. It's a big, luscious green apple. And the John Lennon album shows the green apple on one side. Then you flip the LP over, and on the other side, the apple is cut open, and you see the white part of the apple with the seeds in the center. And that's how all the Apple labels on their albums were. Ringo is also an Apple production. But on George Harrison's solo album, All Things Must Pass, it's the apple, but it's a dark, luscious red, as if the apple has finally ripened. So, yes, George Harrison did continue to collaborate. We're going to listen to that song, Photograph, that he co-wrote with Ringo for Ringo's 1973 solo album. And then we're going to hear another track from one of George Harrison's solo albums called Somewhere in England, released in 1981. You know, John Lennon was shot and died on December 8th in 1980. And even though Harrison had not seen John a lot in the years before his death, he felt a deep personal loss at losing John Lennon. And Harrison quotes, "After all we went through together, I had and still have great love and respect for John Lennon. I am shocked and stunned." So he did write a song as a tribute song to John, which he released in 1981 on the Somewhere in England album. And it's called All Those Years Ago. So let's listen to George Harrison with Ringo Starr on the Photographs song. And then we'll hear George's tribute to John, All Those Years Ago. Here's Ringo.
Thank you. shouting all about love. Well, they cheated you like a dog. They knew were the one who had made it so clear. Oh, Lord, she is a girl. Talking all about how to give. They don't act with much honesty. Someone, the devil's best friend, someone who offended it all. We're living in a bad dream. They've forgotten all about mankind. And you were the one they backed up to the wall. Oh, Lord, she is a girl. You were the one who imagined it all. Oh, Lord, she is a girl.
George Harrison. Somewhere in England from 1981, all those years ago. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we're celebrating the life of George Harrison. So that was 1981. You know, by this time, he had formed his own record label called Dark Horse Records, and he continued to record and do solo work through the 80s, the album Cloud Nine in 1987. But the one of the fascinating things that George Harrison did is he formed a band with some amazingly talented singer-songwriters, and they called themselves the Traveling Wilburys. And the band was formed in 1988 with Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, Bob Dylan, and Tom Petty. And they did record songs, and they shared the songwriting credits. But you can tell by the publishing company who the main songwriter was. So from the Traveling Wilburys' first recording, the George Harrison composition, Heading for the Light. George Harrison with the Traveling Wilburys.
I wandered around, nothing more than time on my hand. I was lost in the night with no sight of you. At a time it was so blue and low. light. Close to the edge, hanging by my fingernails. I roll and I tumble to the roses on the thorns, and I couldn't see the sun that warmed me, heading for the light.
The Traveling Wilburys. George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, Roy Orbison, and Jeff Lynne, heading for the light. So George Harrison, what a lifetime. You know, the Beatles, Lennon and McCartney, the catalog is astounding of the songs that they wrote. But when you look at what were the most covered Beatles songs out of that whole catalog, which songs got recorded by other artists the most? Well, the first one is Yesterday, Paul McCartney's early ballad. And the second most covered Beatles song is a George Harrison composition from Abbey Road, Something. And it's interesting because James Taylor had signed to Apple. And about the time they were recording Apple, Abbey Road, James Taylor was over there. And he had a song, and the very first line in his song was, "Something in the Way She Moves." So George took the first line of the James Taylor song and wrote a remarkably beautiful song from the Beatles' Abbey Road album. We'll listen to Something. And then I'd like to end the program with another song from his solo album from 1970, George Harrison, All Things Must Pass. And indeed, All Things Must Pass. George Harrison was only 58 years old when he passed away from cancer. Actually, on November the 29th in 2001, and on November 12th, all of the three remaining Beatles got together for lunch in New York City. And so they were together that last time. George Harrison has been celebrated so many ways, but most recently there was a beautiful documentary by Martin Scorsese called Living in the Material World. George Harrison was released in October of 2011. And so today we end our celebration of the life and the music of George Harrison.
Something in the way she moves. attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the music, the program, the celebration of George Harrison. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. It's just a few seconds before 4 in the afternoon. It's currently 32 degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville, New York. And this is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York, award-winning hydro-powered radio. Stay tuned. The Splendid Table is coming right up. We do have some NPR headlines at the top of the hour. Stay tuned.